Next patient is Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, 3646. Today is 7/30/24. This is a 78-year-old gentleman, nonverbal, with a G-tube, with significant weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, recent hospitalization with sepsis, dysphagia, pneumonia, respiratory failure, hypoxemia, leukocytosis, status post G-tube placement, shortness of breath, cough, acidosis, history of peripheral vascular disease, pedal edema related to protein, calorie, malnutrition, increased liver failure, cryptogenic cirrhosis, increased liver function, history of cryptogenic cirrhosis, depression, who has just been recently placed in a group home. Patient used to live in a group home before, went to a nursing home because they were not able to keep up with his needs. Subsequently developed pneumonia, pleural effusion, along with other mentioned issues, and now was discharged with on a PEG tube. Period. In a paragraph, one thing you notice right off the bat is that he's lost tremendous amount of weight related to his chronic problems. Period. Medications includes Pepcid 20 milligram twice a day, Aricept 5 milligram a day, melatonin 5 milligram at nighttime. Remeron 15 milligram a day, multivitamin once a day. Isosource 1.5 cal, one can four times a day, free water four times, one can four times a day, and transderm scopolamine to control secretions, period. Review of the records indicates that patient has had extensive history of dementia in the past, which is much worse at this time, was admitted to the hospital with above-mentioned symptoms on or about... June of this year, period. New paragraph. Patient also has had a history of fall, history of anemia, stage 4 cognitive impairment with end-stage Alzheimer's dementia, bowel and bladder incontinence, total ADL dependency. Patient's social, not much known about his social, previous occupation. Smoking, tobacco abuse, or drug use in the past. Family history, not much known about that. Medications reviewed, allergy, minimum drug allergy. Reported. An exam, Mr. Phillips is not able to answer any questions. He appears comfortable. His blood pressure is 110 over 60, pulse is 92, last question 13, or 2 sets. 92% on room air. He appears very thin and very debilitated. Heart pauses, pump pauses to lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen, soft gap, PEG tube in place, no sign of infection. Neurological, has no lateralizing symptoms. Lower extremity shows a 1 plus trace to 1 plus bilateral edema. Assessment. Here we have a 78-year-old gentleman with end-stage dementia, recent hospitalization with multiple medical issues, including pneumonia, hypoxemia, aspiration, which is a significant part of end-stage dementia, period. Any paragraph, severe protein, calorie, malnutrition, lactic acidosis, now with a PEG tube, period. Any paragraph, patient's weight loss is unavoidable. He's expected to do poorly. He's dysphagic, he's nonverbal at this time. He's total ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. ADL is at 40%. Overall prognosis is quite poor. Patient is a hospice candidate and expected to do poorly, period. Hypertension controlled, dementia end stage, seizure controlled. Patient has high time tolerating or managing his secretion. Scopolamine may be continued. Eczemas will ask for a suction for patient to be brought in with hospice to manage the oropharyngeal secretions. Next, Ms. Protein calorie malnutrition causing patients lower extremity edema. Next number is cryptogenic cirrhosis with increased liver function tests. Next number is leukocytosis. Next number is chronic anemia. Next number is history of goiter. Next number is high risk of aspiration. Next number is patient is wheelchair/bedbound. High risk of fall. Patients should not be ambulating without total assistance at this time. And everyone is aware of this as well. Thank you.